This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Along with the not-as-good-as-everybody-wanted jobs report today came this, a drop in the price of crude oil, down more than a buck to something under $107 a barrel. A not-quite-robust recovery means less demand for energy, the thinking goes. But when you think about big oil, though, you probably think big profits, right? Some of the richest companies in the world are oil companies. So why, then, did Shell and ExxonMobil and BP report smaller quarterly earnings this week than they did compared to a year ago? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at that.
Royal Dutch Shell, ExxonMobil, Chevron, and BP are some of the most profitable companies on the planet. But they've experienced something of a cruel summer, says Phil Flynn, a market analyst at the Price Futures Group in Chicago.
To be honest with you, these profits are very poor compared to what we're used to. They have fallen by billions and billions of dollars.
But it's not for the usual reasons, says Christopher Knittle. He directs the Center for Energy and Environmental Policy Research at MIT.
Usually we see oil company earnings move with oil prices. Here, oil prices are up, but earnings have fallen for other reasons.
Knittle says Exxon and Chevron have been hit with the rising cost of refining oil. Shell's losing money in North America, partially because of the high cost of fracking. And BP is still paying out billions for the Gulf oil spill. Turmoil in the Middle East and parts of Africa has also hit production, says analyst Stephen Schork.
The supplies coming from the likes of Nigeria are always on tenterhooks, depending on any sort of civil strife going on.
Shell gets nearly 10% of its oil from Nigeria. These production woes and higher costs will hit consumers at the pump, says MIT's Christopher Knittle.
The greater the risk of an industry, the higher the prices for that product. So it could push up prices.
Prices are already up. The average cost of a gallon of gas in the U.S. is $3.63. That's 10 cents higher than this time last year. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.